God wants us to understand His great love for each individual and His great love for His church, the body of believers. You and I, united together, we become the body of Christ in this generation. United together. Each one of us taking our flawing situations of the human existence, uniting with other flawing individuals to present to the world a flawless God, a flawless Savior. A Savior that says that I truly, truly, truly love you. You know, all Scripture is God-breathed. All Scripture is God-breathed. You know, there are truths and then there is the truth. Anything that you're going to find in God's holy word, you can list in it's the truth. The thee being direct from God. I will not mislead you. I will not lead you into temptation. You will lead yourself there. I will be the one that is always protecting you. Think of that promise. Do you know where that promise originated from? The heart of God the Father Himself. Have you ever really looked in our own individual lives to see the multitudes upon multitudes of blessings that we have received direct from God? Have you ever taken time just to look back in your life? Everyone looks back to try to find, you know, I have to think about those bad days, the evil and all the bad things I've done. How about looking back and seeing how God the Father led you through them? How about looking to see how the blood of Christ that was given for us over 2,000 years ago, how that blood has cleansed us and made us whole. Now, as Brother Randy was talking a while ago and talking about being covered with the blood, any of us who have really ever been on a farm, or you don't even have to have been raised or lived around a farm, you go into a grocery store and you want a good hunk of steak or whatever, you go back to what is called the butcher. I think we've cleaned that up now. I don't think we're allowed to call them the butcher, the meat handlers. But anyway, you go back there and you're thinking about, you know, this is what I want. And so he comes out or she comes out, and they have their big apron on, and you're looking at them, and it's bloody. Now, as you get older, you get to thinking, I don't want to see that part of it. I don't want to be around that part of it. You mean to tell me there's a cow that has to die for me to have a hamburger? Well, I don't want to know about that cow dying. So interesting. That when we, any of us again who have been in combat, or you have been in the first responder units, you get to the scene and it's bloody. And by the time you complete trying to help someone, you are as bloody as all of those that are around you. Now, I want you to shift gears within your spirit. And I want you to think about the blood of Jesus Christ. You see, when I accepted Jesus, He says that I am covered in His blood. But as the song went, and as we know, the blood of Christ, instead of us looking all red and bloody, it cleanses us as white as the light, as white as the snow. In the old English, but as white as light. The blood of Christ makes us pure, cleans us up, and we become a child of God through God's love for you and me. And God says, I love you. And you and I have been receiving such love from God since the beginning of our life and before. God says, I love my creation. Oh, you love your kids, don't you? But your kids go a little wild sometimes, don't they? You don't always love their actions. And the young folk, you don't always love the actions of your parents either. Two-way street. Jesus says, I've come to you. I've come to earth. Now, I know, gentlemen, that you believe that that wife of yours, that loved one of yours, seated next to you or waiting for you to return, whatever, you say that he thinks he's God's gift to me. God's gift to women. Some women think they're God's gift to society and to men. Let me tell you, us receiving all these gifts from God, do you know what God gave his only begotten Son as the most precious of all gifts that can ever be received? You and me. Now, I never really looked at us as being a gift to anybody. Headaches for most, but a gift. And God said, Son, I love you, and I know that you're going to die for my creation. And so we read in God's holy word how he loves his Son so much, he gives him the greatest of gifts, you and me. Now, could you just see you and us wrapped with a bow under some tree somewhere? And then after the first week, we do exactly what the kids do, throw the toy in the corner and play with the box. Because it's more interesting. God says, Son, I'm going to give you the greatest of gifts. I'm going to express my love through you. And he did that by giving to his only begotten Son you and me. And do you know that Jesus was so proud of that gift? Do you know that he loved that gift so much? So thankful that throughout all his words, you will hear Jesus bragging about his Father in heaven who gave him the greatest of gifts, you and me. Well, look at it in God's word. God's gift to Jesus, you and me. Gospel of John 10, verses 29 and 30. This is Jesus speaking. My Father, he says, who has given them to me, that's us, Christians. We're a gift to Jesus from God. We're really in there somewhere, aren't we? Those of you, did you ever think that maybe you're just not that important? You know, the world really doesn't need you. How many veterans and many other, even teenagers, talk about suicide because they see themselves as nothing. Well, you need to wake up to this. Not only are you not a nothing, you happen to be the most precious gift given by God to his Son. And God said, I don't make junk. God was not going to give to his Son his creation and consider us junk. He said, I give them to you, Son. You paid for them. I know what you're getting ready to do. I see your blood. Therefore, I want them to see your blood, and I want them to understand that they are washed in your blood to the point that you will be as bright as light. Nothing brighter. God's light. Nothing brighter. And God said, I give them to you. And Jesus acknowledges this. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one. Do you see that? No one. So get over it. Well, you know, but I can pull myself away. You're saved by grace. You didn't do anything to earn your salvation. Jesus did it all. You happen to be a gift from God to His Son. And listen to what Jesus says about it. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. And then he says in verse 30, I and the Father are one. When you've seen me, Philip, I want you to know, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Don't you get it? I am God incarnate. Jesus kept stressing to those who refused to believe, and even to those who believed, couldn't get it. The disciples had a horrible time. Yes, I believe, Lord, but I have no idea what you're talking about. I believe you, but I don't understand you. Anybody ever told you lately they just don't understand you anymore? Anybody ever tell you that, not just lately, your whole life? You know, I just don't understand you. I love, personally, keeping people in the dark about me. Yeah, if they ever understood me, I'd get afraid. Every personality is so complex. We can't even understand ourselves most of the time, right? We'll look in a mirror and say, you know, I don't understand you. Well, you must not stand in there talking to yourself. Maybe there's more to it. But God says, not only will I understand you and do I understand you, I know everything that's going to happen to you before you were ever conceived in your mother's womb. And not only that, I know you and I have set before you when it comes your time, I have set before you a road. And on that road, that path, I want you to know that I will always walk with you. When you veer off that road, his teaching continued, I will be with you. Do you mean the Lord is with me when I'm going in the wrong direction? Sure he is. How do you think we get back on the right direction? On the right path in life. The Lord said, look, my Father gave you to me. You're precious. I'm not going to give you up. I don't want you to get hurt. I don't want to see all this evil come against you. So therefore, when you walk with me, I want you to know that anything that goes on within your life, either I have allowed it to happen, or you've caused it to happen. That comes from disobedience. Now, what God allows in our life are certain areas that will teach us, train us, make us understand who He really is within our life. I've allowed that enemy to be in front of you. I've also allowed you a way of escape. Lord, if I can't handle it on my own, don't you worry, I'll pray about it. No, the Lord said, let me give you a warning. Pray about it first, and you won't have to worry about it. But Lord, I could die. I happen to be a Christian. The only thing about me that can die is the human part. And I got a new body waiting. And I had nothing to do with it. I have nothing to do with the love that is within my heart. gift from God. God looks right to the depth of who we really are. You and I don't even see that depth of ourselves. But God said, I see you. I know you. I love you. Has nothing to do with how wealthy or poor, how mean, how ugly, how pretty. Has nothing to do with it. God says, I love you. Do we not think that God loved Jesus? Well, sure. Because it's God incarnate. It's His only begotten Son. Then, if we understand God's great love for His Son, why would we think that we're not important to Him? Because He gave us as a special gift to His Son. I'd say it makes you pretty important, folks. Last year, God led me with the warnings. Warning after warning after warning. And I know that when we look at the words in red, meaning all Scripture is God-breathed, and we look at it in the right context, God is saying to us this year, okay, I put in the heart of your pastor last year to warn. Now I want you to see how much I love you to the point that you're not going to have to worry about all those warnings. Because the Lord says to us, I gave my blood for you. And my Father gave you to me as a special gift, individually and collectively as the church. So therefore, I want you to be about my Father's business on earth. Realize you don't have anything to worry about. God says, I got you. I got you. And even through the worst of times with us, God will never leave us nor forsake us. I don't care how many times you and I have caused it ourselves. As a father loves their child. Look at Jesus' gift to us. You and me. As a gift to Jesus. You know, when I was reading the scripture and looking at it so close, I thought, gosh, I think Jesus got the bad gift on this end. But that's what He was born for, you and me. You and I were born to live forever. Jesus was born to die for us. Jesus' gift to us, His death, which will give us and has given us our eternal peace. When I said yes to Jesus, because of the power of the conviction of God's Holy Spirit, when I said that, yes, I accept, then I know that I am sealed by the blood of the Lamb. I am called by God to be His child. You and I, special children, so special, God presented us to His only begotten Son as a gift. And He says, I want you to have eternal peace. Now, some people believe wrongly. They believe that eternal peace doesn't come or begin in our life until we leave this body. That's incorrect. We are told by God that when we say yes to Jesus, there is a peace within us that surpasses all understanding. You and I don't understand it, but it is there. Right in the middle of all hell coming against us, we're sitting there, standing there, and we get that dumb smile on her face, and everybody's looking and saying, boy, Larry Pete really stepped over the line this time. He is out of it. Folks, you and I are not out of it. We are just understanding a little about being a part of it. And God says, I want you to know, I'm giving you the good part. You and I, we get the good parts. Salvation, by grace. Grace meaning unmerited favor. So therefore, I don't deserve it. God gives it to me. If he gave me grace and I didn't deserve it to begin with, unmerited favor, then how could anyone take it away from me? How can I fall from grace? I didn't have anything to do with the grace. Do we sin? Yeah. Are you going to keep doing it? Yes. Yes. But we're not proud of it. But it's a part of who we are. It's a part of the human existence. Colossians 1 verses 19 through 22. For it pleased the Father. God's happy about this. That in him, Jesus, all the fullness should dwell. Meaning all of me. All of God dwells. It's the fullness of God in Jesus. As Jesus said, you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And by him, Jesus, to reconcile all things to himself by him, God the Father, said, through you, all will be reconciled to me. Whether things on earth, now listen to this, or things in heaven. I want you to pay close attention to something. Whether things on earth or things in heaven. Hell is not mentioned about salvation after being there. Listen to me. You don't go to hell and burn off the sin. One will place will go and there will dwell. One is heaven, the other is hell. Whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. The peace that I give you is a piece of the cross. It's not a splinter you buy of a fake cross. It is the true peace that is given to us by way of the cross. Well, wouldn't it be nice to have a piece of the cross? If you've accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life, you got the true peace represented in that cross. You don't have to put it in a little cup and shove it somewhere and save it for whatever. Jesus don't need your splinters. He saved us when we were sinners. He touched our life and he says, peace is in you. Through the blood of his cross. So I know where my peace comes from. Listen to this. I want you to keep looking at the gifts. We are reconciled, made right to God. Reconciled to God. Listen to this one. Holy, blameless, and above reproach. Man, do you know that when we stand before our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, no one will be there to make one railing accusation against us. That you and I will be presented to God the Father without reproach. No negatives. We've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, cleansed by his power, made whole through his love. Through his sacrifice, we have been set free. And God says, now use your freedom and grow my kingdom. Tell them what I've done in your life. You don't have to tell them horror stories. Tell them the true story. Peace is found in what Christ has already done. Not in something that you'll do later. Not even in the book you've read. Many say, well, I could not become a Christian because I don't know enough Scripture. Knowing Scripture has nothing to do with knowing Jesus. I don't have to be able to read to know Jesus. I don't have to be able to think straight to know Jesus. For as we go through life, Some of us are a little hard-headed, and we don't pay attention to the truth of God. Here's 22, verse 22, and 21 and 22. And you, who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works. Okay, where do the wicked works come from? Our own mind, our own thinking. We choose them. Yet now, He, Jesus, has reconciled in the body of His flesh through death to present you, each one of us, holy, meaning set apart for God's service, and blameless and above reproach in His sight. So, you're worried about what the world thinks? Why? Come judgment day, they don't have a say in you. They have no power over you. Satan himself has enough sense to stay away when an individual ever walks the aisle of a church or an individual gets on their knees, I don't care where they are, and says, I accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. Satan's the smartest one in the whole situation. Because we know that a person is convicted by the power of the Holy Spirit. And where the Holy Spirit is, God the Father is. Where God the Father and the Holy Spirit are, God the Son is. I've always pictured it. God leading from the door, Holy Spirit walking down the aisle, and Jesus standing here to greet. Not me, not man, Jesus. And Satan, gosh, I don't read anything about him being there during this time. He gone from that situation. Because he knows. Satan knows. And he trembles. Huh. Did you ever think love would be so great that your experience through Holy Spirit power, through that special moment in your life, that Satan himself backs off? Now see, that's peace. And it doesn't get any better than that. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Father, for your peace, for your love, for your truth, for your Son. Father, I know that we didn't deserve anything, but because of your love, you've given us everything. Praise your name, Father, for that gift. Touch each of us now, Father, as we learn to appreciate who you are, who your Son is, and who the Holy Spirit is within us. Touch our lives that we may truly follow you in all that we do. We ask that blessing, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.